all day.
Welcome to WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. The name of the show is called A Voice of a People. My name is Linda Sims. This program is live. Okay? We stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Or you can download free app on any electronic device and search WWGH. Now, the name of that app is called TuneIn, T-U-N-E-I-N. Okay, and once you download it, search WWGH. There are many, many, many talk show programs that you may be able to choose and listen to. Or you can call in while we are live on the air, like now until the top of the hour at 5 p.m. by calling 740-383-9944. This is the 53rd day in the year of 2021. Believe it or not, I asked you this question a few minutes ago and I wasn't even live, but how is your new year going? Can you imagine this is the 53rd day in the year already? Wow, time really goes fast. I would like to share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515. Or www.logoschristianministries.com. Inspect Ohio LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 29 years of experience working for you. Their location is LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-262-0939. I have a thought for you today, and it's titled, Think in a New Way. This is a new year. Do you think we ought to change our thinking around just a little bit? Let's see what it says, okay? Your thoughts guide you to your destiny. If you always think the same, you will always get the same place. You always get to the same place. Think in a new way and you will be a new person. Give happiness to all and you will live in peace. Create peace in your mind and you will create a world of peace around you. Now, that's a good thought for today. Now, let me turn my attention to my guest, Lorelei Dawson. How are you, Lorelei?
I'm doing well, Linda. How about you?
I'm doing great, 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 great. I'm so glad to have you.
It was kind of spur of the moment, yes. But we made it, right?
Amen, amen. Can you believe we're 53 days into the new year, Lorelei?
I cannot. And it's like, Lord, where has it gone? Number one. Number two, the weather has been so erratic.
Oh, gosh.
I told my daughter the other day, I said, this really should have been December, not February. Of course, I don't do that well. But anyway, but it's hard to, time is going so quickly.
It is.
And I don't know whether time is going quickly because we're so busy or because so many things are happening that we are involved in and we're redeeming the time, I think.
Right.
Is really where we're at.
Right.
Redeeming the time. So.
And you're so right, Lorelei. I think all things are active. Mm-hmm. We are busy, even though we're in the age of COVID. Things have changed and we have a little bit more liberty now. And like you said, things are happening so fast.
Mm-hmm. Now, I heard on the news this morning, Linda, that one of the pluses for COVID was that it brought families together because they had to be quarantined or isolated together.
Right.
But now that it's beginning to open up, they're seeing that families are still picking up what they laid down.
Really?
So that together time has been, again, regulated back to another dimension. And I found that very interesting. And, you know, a lot of fathers got to spend time with their children.
Right.
A lot of mothers that work had to work from home and had their children. And it's the children being schooled at home was a whole different. I know my great niece had hers at home. And for a while, one of the things she put on Facebook, and she said, I have a lot of talents. However, being a teacher is not one of them. And I think a lot of people understood that, you know.
Right, right. They probably did. They probably did. And many of you I know Laura Lee Dawson. She's just a sweetheart and been around in the ministry for a long time.
A long time.
She was also a lead teacher with Child's Evangelism Fellowship, mm-hmm. and she's still a board member with Child's Evangelism Fellowship. And that's how our paths crossed.
Exactly. I miss those times when we used to write to committee meeting together.
That was the only place we went together, but yes, exactly. You're so right.
Well, we'd pass each other sometime at VITM when I was visiting my daughter, or we'd wave as we went by.
Right.
But
absolutely.
Yeah, that was our time together.
It sure was.
It was.
And, you know, times like that, you just can't compare them.
No.
They're just priceless.
No,
conversations
they
you have and the closeness, you know, but yeah.
Well, in the securedness of knowing, Linda, whether you see each other all the time or not, you have a bond.
True.
A bond through Christ.
That's right.
A bond through what you're working toward and where your goals are.
Right.
That bond. And our goal, obviously, with Child Evangelism Fellowship were the children.
Right.
Because you taught for years at, was it Taft? Over
Taft,
in Fairground.
Yeah. Hayes.
Hayes, yeah.
George Washington.
Washington, yeah. You were all around.
Yeah.
And that bond and that goal to get the word into the children is a solidifier for me.
Yes.
Because I never met many strangers, to tell you the truth, but when we have a spiritual connection and we know God has placed us where we are to work with the children and to bring them a knowledge of how much they're loved.
Amen.
Oh, if ever children needed to know they were loved, it's today.
It is today.
It is today.
It's so different, isn't it, Lord?
It is. It is. You know, I just can't fathom the way things have changed in the last 20, 25 years.
Wow.
You know, when I was raising my children, there was such a different atmosphere. And there was such a, whether you were rich or poor, it didn't make any difference.
Mm-hmm.
You had friends, you had a place that you belonged, you were supported by your family, etc. We don't have a lot of that now. People are so busy with themselves.
Right.
And we've got so many grandparents raising grandchildren, and we've got grandparents, great-grandparents raising great-grandkids. I was talking to a lady yesterday who came in to the office, and I asked how she was doing, and now she's got two. One is, I think, 3 years old, and the other one is, they're her great-grandchildren, and the other one, I think, is 18 months.
Okay.
And the dynamics of that, you know, because they become parents. They're not grandparents.
True.
And we've missed a step somewhere. And we missed a step somewhere with these children, and then we get them in Good News Club. And it's no wonder that they're so insecure and don't realize how valuable and how precious and how loved they are.
Right. That's true.
And so we give them these Bible stories, and I'll never forget, I was teaching at George Washington, and this little boy came to me, and he said, do you know John 3:16? And I said, yes, and I quoted it to him. He said, I don't think it says that in my Bible. And I said, well, you bring your Bible next week, and we'll look.
Okay.
So he brought his Bible to me, and we looked it up, and I read it to him, and he read it, and he said, well, what do you know? You knew that. I said, what you need to know, sweetheart, is that God loved you, for God so loved, and I put his name.
Right.
And he looked at me and he said, is that in your Bible too? I said, well, no, my name is in my Bible.
Right.
Your name is in your Bible.
Right,
and
right.
You know, and I went around the room. And he said, oh. He said, can we pencil it in so I don't forget? And I just chuckle at him. But my point being.
Yeah, precious, though.
They are, and nobody had taken the time.
Right.
To explain that to him.
Right.
He didn't know how valuable he was.
No, because the world is vast.
Exactly.
That's everybody. But what about me?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then I was telling him about the number of hairs on his head numbered, you know. And he said, even them that come out in the brush this morning. I said, yeah, he knows how many you're losing. And he looked at me for a minute and he said, looks like you're losing some too.
Yeah, I think we all are.
But it is amazing to me, Linda. They're hungry for it. They soak it up.
Yes.
And their memories, oh my goodness. Don't promise them something.
Oh.
If you're not going to do it. Judy Probst was one of our helpers, a wonderful lady volunteer. Mm-hmm. And she makes the best cookies.
Okay.
Well, she made cookies that were like macadamia nuts with white chocolate in them.
Oh, that's delicious.
Well, we promised them to the club one day. Mm-hmm. And this particular little young man was, he wants to be a baker. He liked to eat them. And we told him we'd have them. Well, we didn't the next week because Judy wasn't there. Judy couldn't be there because of her mother.
Okay.
So I just went and got store-bought cookies. Hey, you know me, I don't cook. I don't bake. I don't do that good stuff. <You're lying>. Anyway. And so he came and he said, "You broke your promise." And I looked at him and I said, "What did I promise?" He said, "You promised me some of that lady's cookies." I said, "I'll tell you what. I ask you to forgive me because I forgot that promise, mm-hmm. and I can guarantee you you'll have them next week. Even if I had to go to GFS and buy that whole frozen one, he was getting macadamia nut cookies." But they remember that. He was only in the second grade.
Oh, my.
I mean, it was like, and it had been, you know, a week. But no, he remembered that.
Of course. I mean, you made an impact on his life. You let him understand that God loved him.
Exactly. And
that's
that he
personal.
Was yeah. important.
Yes, that's that personal.
Yes, and that he mattered. Oh, it was.
And you know, you good. Find so many adults, Laura Lee, that don't understand that.
They don't. You're right.
And it is a revelation that Christ really has to share with you personally. And I like, well, God, when I found out that he loved just me, I knew he loved the whole world. After all, mm-hmm. he died for it, right? But when I found out he loved me, oh, you couldn't tell me anything.
Exactly. Well, and when I found out that he would go to the cross, if it had just been me, just me, he would have went. And when you tell children that,
yes,
I mean, their little eyes light up and they just get so, and they think they're, and they are so important. That's our next world. That's our next generation.
Oh, wow.
And we've got to reach those children.
Yes, we do.
We've got to reach those children.
Yes, we do.
So it's.
And I say like 30.
Mm-hmm.
To like first, second grade,
mm-hmm.
age
mm-hmm.
of 30.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go back. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
They need to be counseled. And
we need to reach those late 20 and
yeah.
early 30s people.
Right, 30s.
They need to be counseled. They need
yes.
to know they matter.
Yes, and God loves them individually.
And, yes, and they're searching.
Yes, they are.
For that place to belong.
Yes.
And you and I both know we've walked through some really tough times.
Oh, yes.
Lots of valleys. And I heard a song the other day said, "I'm not in a valley, I'm just changing mountains." I thought, all right. But they don't realize that they're not the only one that has walked through there, but that Christ would walk with them.
Yes.
That's why
they're
he sent the
alone.
Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Because he's here to guide and to counsel and to give. And when I hand this to I talk a lot to young women,
mm-hmm.
and I see a lot of young women, and when I hand this to them, they look at me like a deer in a headlight look, like, where did you find this?
Right.
Do you know? Are you sure? And of course, if you can say, "I've walked there, mm-hmm. I've been where you're at."
That's true.
It makes a big difference.
It sure does.
It makes a big difference. But you're exactly right. I wish we had Good News Club for the late 20s or early
30s. I do too.
I don't know if we could get them to come or not, but wouldn't it be great?
It would be awesome.
You know, at church, our church, we started a young college class.
Did you?
And it's dynamic. I think there's like 15 in there, maybe.
Yeah, look at that.
10.
And your church is on the move with youth.
Yes. Well, and that's the key.
Right.
My pastor went to a conference probably 8 years ago now. I can't remember how long, but I think it's either 6 or 8 years. And while he and his wife were there at that conference, mm-hmm. the Lord really impressed on him that it was the youth of our city here in Marion that we needed to reach, which was when I got involved in Child Evangelism Fellowship. Jan Ben began to be a lead teacher mm-hmm. at Hayes. We began to saturate these kids with missionettes and Royal Rangers that we already had started at our church, but the Lord just began to influx these kids, mm-hmm. these youngsters, and it's a dynamic thing.
Yes, it is.
But we had to be obedient, and I've asked the Lord a dozen times because
right.
I go to a small church. I said, "Lord, did you miss the mark? Could you not have called a larger church? We have more people." But you know what? God's got the plan.
Yes, he does.
And he brings the right people. And no, not everybody has stayed.
True.
And not everybody sees the vision.
Right.
But for those that do, Linda, God's got a plan and he's got a work. But it is a work. You don't sit on your laurels.
Right.
And even though I'm 76 years old, I'm still involved
yes,
in that.
You are.
And that's what's important.
Yes, it is.
I've been looking for that retirement scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't found it yet.
No more retirement in Christ? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm looking though.
Yeah. And when you think about it, who did retire?
Nobody.
From Genesis to Revelation, who retired?
Nobody.
They even went to jail and still was writing.
And still was writing letters and still ministering to the churches
yeah.
and still telling them and still praying.
Still praying.
You know what? We'll never get, you may not be able to get out and run around.
Right.
You may not be able to work, but you can pray.
Amen.
Oh, and if we would just realize our weapon is prayer.
Yes, it is.
That is our weapon. If we just realize that. It would be, we'd see a dynamic change
mm-hmm.
in our city and in our children and in our churches.
Right.
We really would if we just use that little.
That's true.
Five-letter or six-letter word.
In our world.
Well, and we could turn it upside down. Just think what Jesus did with just 12 men.
I know.
Think what we could do. If we would just sell out to him. And
well, there you go. Sell out. Surrender
sell out.
All, right?
Yep, right?
I surrender all to Christ. Not a little bit of his way and a little bit of my way. Because
yeah.
it's all your way. Because he will not take that little bit, right, Lordy?
That's right. He
won't
will
take
not.
It.
He doesn't want your little bit.
No.
He either wants all or nothing.
Or nothing.
He is not an in-between God.
Mm-hmm.
Never has been, never will be.
No.
And with every blessing, there is a commandment that comes with it.
Mm-hmm.
There is a requirement. And if people would realize that requirement is for their own good.
Yes, it is.
It's for their lifestyle and it's for their own good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Daniel is one of my heroes.
Okay.
Daniel was 17 when he went to Babylon captivity, praying three times a day.
Mm-hmm.
He was 80. When they did that, the guys had
the takeover.
When they did that thing where you had to bow to the king.
Oh, yeah.
And he still went
mm-hmm.
and he still prayed three
yes,
times a day. And they put him in the lion's den.
Mm-hmm.
And he had followed all the way through in his life that prayer schedule.
That's something.
Now I gotta believe that sometimes, of course, this is a Laura Lee. Don't quote it for truth, okay? But I got to believe that sometimes he didn't feel like going to and praying morning, noon, and night.
Yeah.
Because he was human.
Yes, he was.
And yet he was obedient.
Obedient.
That's what God looks at.
Right.
God doesn't care how I feel.
No.
He's looking at my obedience.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when he's called me to pray on Fueled by Prayer, the prayer lines, he's looking at my obedience
yes.
to do that.
Yes, he is.
And he's looking at our obedience. It's not to just go and sit in the church pew.
No.
He's looking at our obedience, Linda, to minister to one another. And sometimes that's just a smile.
Amen.
Sometimes that's a hug.
That's right.
Sometimes that's a, hey, how are you?
Amen.
You know?
Yes,
I mean,
absolutely.
You just, if we would just learn to reach for others,
mm-hmm.
then self takes care of itself. But
yes,
we think self needs to be first. Oh boy. And we're living in a world like that.
Yes.
And we've got children who just don't understand. Why don't I matter? Why don't
Can
they
we,
care?
Does it bother us that the lives that some of us as adult Christians are living and some of the things that are coming out of our mouth around our children, that they're not confused?
Exactly.
What Christianity is and what it's not.
Exactly. I believe it is.
I mean, what are we doing?
Well, look at what we post on Facebook.
Oh, my.
Somebody called me the scripture preacher on Facebook. And about all, and seriously, all I post on Facebook usually
that was
is.
A compliment.
Is, I thought so too. I said, well, thank you.
Right.
Is scripture.
Mm hmm.
Or recipes. And like I said, I don't cook.
Right.
So I have a couple of friends, my pastor's wife being one of them. I'll get a PM. Okay, when are we getting this?
Right, right.
And I'll say, just as soon as I can get my substitute to fix it. But you know what? Christ was my substitute on the cross.
Yes.
For my sin.
Absolutely.
And we have a substitute in him.
Yes, we do.
He did all he could do.
Yes, he did.
And so it's, and Christians can have fun. That's not the key. The key is where your heart is.
There you go.
When you're having that fun.
That's true.
The key is the fun I'm having hurting anyone?
That's true.
Is it affecting my testimony?
Right.
Because I'm here to tell you, my neighbors can tell you my schedule. They know what nights I go to church. They know where I go to church. And that's as it should be.
That's your testimony.
That's it.
Your life is speaking for you. Yes.
When are we going to understand as Christians, Linda, that we've got to present to the world
Christ,
the peace, mm-hmm, the joy,
that's right,
and the securedness of living for Christ?
Amen.
And them desire what we have.
Amen.
It's not about a program.
Nope.
It's not about an education.
No.
It's about a love for a Savior.
That's true.
That shines through. That people can tell you've been with him. You know, I think of the disciples, Peter and John, as they walked by. People could tell by their countenance that they've been with Christ.
Yes.
That's what I want.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're talking about. That people were getting healed.
Yes. Just by their shadow.
Just by their shadows.
And like I said, 12 men. Jesus and 12 men turned this world upside down.
Yes, they did.
And Satan has fought it ever since.
Oh, yes.
But you know what? Greater is he that's in me,
mm-hmm,
than he that's in the world. Life is going to come to all of us. I'm just passing through here.
Amen.
I'm not staying. My citizenship's already established in heaven.
Yes.
And I've known for a long time I'm just passing through here. And there's going to be heartache. And there's going to be sorrow. And there's going to be pain. I heard a song the other day. I'm looking for the accompaniment because I love to sing, but it's the song is, Lord, walk me through the joy that turns to sorrow. Walk me through, Lord, the pain that comes tomorrow.
Right.
Walk me through the valley.
Wow. Yes.
I mean, think about it. And the Holy Spirit's right there with us.
He sure is.
Walking right along.
He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Never. And he won't.
No.
But we want a tangible, when he uses the foolishness of men to confound the wise. Think
mm-hmm,
about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about foolish. We are foolish.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. I was reading a little bit of Job this morning, you know, and how his friends were talking about the Lord, and he made them go and ask Job to pray for them after, you know, the last mm-hmm chapter of the Bible. Like, he said, because you did not present me like Job did.
Right.
You know, and that bothered God. So
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
it depends on how we present him to other people,
exactly,
whether it pleases him or not.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like you said, he don't care about our opinion. Mm-mm. He don't care what we like or not like. And I told somebody, you know, they were talking about, well, the blue is in the seat now. But God has never left the throne. And not only that, God says all have sinned.
Exactly.
All.
Well, I got to tell you, my Savior's not in the White House.
Oh, no.
And he's not in Congress.
No, he's on the throne.
My Savior is in the throne of heaven.
Yes, he
and
is.
And the Bible says that that heaven is his throne and the earth is his footstool. And I'm here to tell you, honey, when it's in your footstool, you got control of it.
Yes, you do.
Now, we may not see it. But I'm here to tell you, he knows exactly what's going on, and
doesn't
he's got this planned out.
Yes, he does.
It's not my job. He knows what Laura Lee's going to go through mm-hmm 6 months from now.
Right.
He also knows how Laura Lee's going to go through it.
Right, right.
Whether or not he can find her faithful.
Oh, he knows that too.
And he knows that.
Yes, he does.
And you know, when things happen in our lives, and some trials, they're just kind of trials.
Mm-hmm.
Other trials cut your heart out.
Oh, yeah.
And when that heart is broken and cut out, God knows whether or not you're going to be faithful to him. Some of the hardest times I've gone to worship my Lord have been when my heart was broken pieces.
Right.
Does it ever go back to the way that it was? Probably not. Mm-hmm. But my heart still loves God.
Amen.
And my heart still longs to please Him.
Amen.
And my heart still longs to worship Him.
Amen.
And, I mean, we've had some dynamic services at church in the last 2 or 3 weeks. The presence of the Lord has just been so real.
That's beautiful.
And it is. I come out of there like I could whip the world.
Yes, yes.
Of course, I wake up on Monday morning and go to work and realize I can't, but.
But I understand me. What you're saying.
But he gets us through it.
Now, I can't say that I know that pastor that's there now wasn't there then, but that has always been a dynamic church. The mm-hmm. first time I was slain in the spirit was in that church.
Mm-hmm.
It
mm-hmm.
has always had a high countenance of the Lord's presence in it. And that was years ago, but I don't know if I believed in being slayed or not, but I was on the floor.
I hear you.
And then other people was coming up because they wanted to be slayed. You know, I'm like, oh, it just...
Yeah. Well, and sometimes, and we've battled 21 years. We have battled 21 years to keep that church there.
I bet.
And it has been a battle. And yet, as I told Pastor yesterday... You know, when Jesus came in the morning and Peter and John and James, they'd been fishing all night,
mm-hmm.
hadn't caught a thing.
Right.
And the Lord said, go back out, cast your nets out in the deep. And Peter said, we've been out there right. all night.
Right.
And Jesus said, go cast your nets. It's in Luke, I think, Luke 5. And Peter looked at him and said, oh, okay. Nevertheless, Lord, we'll do what you said. That's what I told Pastor. I said, we have cast our nets in this neighborhood, which is 10 times worse than it ever was before.
Mm-hmm.
Down around the corner, across the street, next right. door, da 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 da. But we keep casting our nets for the ones that Christ wants.
Yes.
And wants to bring in. It's that way with any church. I don't care where you're located.
Right, right.
You have to keep casting your nets.
That's true.
And you get tired. You know, VITM has been there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get tired. And yet Christ says you can't quit.
No. No
quit. And Paul wouldn't quit, even though he had a thorn in his side.
Oh, gosh.
Thank you, Lord, I don't have to walk with a limp like Jacob did after he wrestled with God for the rest of his life. He had to lean on his staff to worship.
Yes, he did.
But we need to have a desire and a determination.
But now that you said that about Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what went through his mind and know that he had wrestled with the Lord.
Oh, yeah. Well, have you ever wrestled with God?
Oh,
have you
yes.
ever sat and prayed all night and wrestled? It's like, Lord, have mercy. Yeah, I can identify
yes.
with Jacob.
Yes.
Because he didn't do the way I wanted it done.
True.
But I finally yielded.
Yes.
And did it God's way.
Yes.
Which is what Jacob did.
Right.
Which is why he always had that thing in his hip.
To be reminded.
To be reminded of what he needed to do.
That struggle, boy.
Yep.
Boy.
And for us, it's sometimes our memory.
Yes. Soon forget.
Well, and sometimes you forget, and then you're going through something, and you start looking back.
Yes.
And you remember when. You know, Abraham, yeah, no, Moses. Moses had them build altars as they had successes. Stone altars. Sometimes I think we ought to do that. Of course, my house would be all in stone then, but you couldn't get
so
to
many,
it.
Right?
Yes.
So many altars here
yes.
and there and everywhere. But, and you know, even his relationship with Moses, the face to face.
Right.
You know.
Yes,
and
it was great.
There was something special about Moses.
Yes, there was. And you know, even though he didn't get to go over into the promised land, he never one time turned his back on God.
No, he didn't.
He never gave up. He never stopped.
No.
In fact, we're doing we're at the end of the Pentateuch in Bible study on Wednesday nights.
Okay.
And
that's the first five books, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the last two chapters, I think it is in Deuteronomy,
yeah,
is Moses telling the people about what God has done and what mm-hmm. they need to do and how faithful God was. And even though he didn't get to go, he never stopped worshiping
yeah.
and he never stopped loving. if we don't get what we think we ought to have
right.
within 2 weeks, we're done. Sorry about your luck, God. I'm going somewhere else. We do.
And that's true. And you know, there's also this. God reminds Israel how he brought them through the Red Sea from Genesis to Revelation.
He does. He does.
All the way through that Bible.
All the way through. And Christ is a Christology. There's a Christology in every book in the Bible. Priscilla Shira is one of my wonder. I love her Bible studies. In fact, we're doing one right now at the church, Gideon. And okay. Oh, it is dynamic. But anyway, she, and in her armor, was it Armor of God or Voice of God? It was one of those two that she went through and showed Christ in every book. I've got a copy of it.
Oh yeah,
because he is,
and
he didn't change.
No.
When he started in Genesis till he got to Revelation, he never changes.
Never changed. The same.
His word doesn't change.
No.
His requirements don't change.
No.
His blessings don't change.
No.
And the call for obedience doesn't change.
Doesn't change.
Obey, and this is what'll happen.
Right.
Disobey.
Right.
Pay the price.
And don't forget, like you said, your memory.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget what I did for you.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, I brought you through that. I'll bring you through this.
Right? I've got a prayer thing that I started in 1978, just after the house burnt. And every once in a while, I sit down and look at that and look back at all those 40 years that he's been faithful.
Right.
The prayers he's answered. The times he's come through.
Mm.
And I took this to Good News Club. And one of the girls looked at it, and she was a very intelligent young lady.
Okay.
She's in the fourth grade. And she looked at that, and she said, you know, you could probably write a book.
Sure you're right.
Sure, I could do that, uh-huh.
Just
but,
so much.
But
yeah.
Her point was, there's so much in
so
there.
So much. God has done.
And everybody could.
The champion of your life.
Yes, everybody.
Mine,
everybody,
yes.
Linda, could write a book.
Oh, yes. I'm
about
sure.
The champion.
Yes.
Because
wow.
He is.
It's gave you a title. Now let her know I'm going
to
go write this.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, right. Thank you, dear. Although that would be good. I've had several friends ask me about writing a book. And when I spoke for Christian Business and Professional Women's, I took my testimony and started it from then, from when I was born up through
right.
my life at that time. I probably have the foundation for it if I really wanted to sit down and do it, but I don't think I'm that disciplined. I may be wrong. Because it does take discipline. And I know there's so much that the Lord would love for us to share. Because everybody's got a story.
Oh, yes.
Everybody.
And more than one, I'm sure.
And more than one situation, more than one thing. Everybody's
And got I wonder them. How Joyce Myers writes book after book. Seems like every month she has a new book out,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm,
I'm thinking,
mm-hmm.
Wow, okay, I get it. The experiences we go through, our children go through, and
mm-hmm.
how God has came on his white horse and rescued us from such harm and danger. But he's always there.
He always has been.
So how is Good News Club going now since COVID?
Well, right now with COVID, some of the churches have opened their doors, like our church did. So some of the students from Hayes come down to our church
okay.
and do face-to-face. Jan does... five Zoom classes, which seem to be going pretty well. Of course, it's like everything else. They forget
mm-hmm.
because they're busy.
Right.
I know that Sarah and Kathy are doing a Zoom and some at the church and some at like apartment complexes.
Okay.
And doing them there. So, and it is growing. We've started
That's
some
good.
New ones for the greater Findlay area.
Okay.
And it's coming together. We did not get to have we are not planning our fundraiser for the first week of March here in Marion that we've always had.
Right.
That first Saturday. We are thinking of doing it the first Saturday in May.
Oh.
Hopefully
okay.
the COVID
okay.
will be done and we'll... Some of the restrictions will be lifted
mm-hmm.
so that we can do that.
Okay.
We did do a pack and go or grab and go chicken dinner in November We did that in Hardin County.
Okay.
And we got sponsors and handed things out, that kind of thing. So we're doing little things like that. Okay. If they don't lift it, we're going to do a grab and go. I'm not sure how or what with, because the kicker with the COVID, you can't have anything homemade in it.
Okay.
Everything has, like, if you're going to do
package and everything.
Well, if you're going to do chicken sandwiches, mm-hmm. you've got to have the canned chicken from bone chicken from GFS. You've got to have the cream of chicken soup, and then it's got to be done in a kitchen that has been approved by the health department. Whoa. Type thing, which Cornerstone has that.
Okay.
Theirs is.
Right.
Several churches have that, and then and
but you'd have to do all of it there.
But you'd have to do all of it there. Desserts have to be in cellophane bags, individual wrapped. Applesauce has to be in the individual wrap, individual cups, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Water, obviously, in the bottle.
Water, yes, mm-hmm. yes.
But we are thinking about doing that. I'm not real sure yet. We've got to have some meetings and try and put together what they're after. But thus far, all of the schools, Jan is doing, I think, 5 of the schools with Zoom Club.
That's good, though. So they can all come on at the same time,
Yes, they can all come
on
the same time.
That's a godsend there, in a way.
It is.
Yes.
Oh, it is amazing how the technology. Some of them even did live stream.
Okay.
And then some of them created a Good News Camp.
Okay.
And so they put up a tent, and they did a camp thing. And Kathy, I think, had Good News Teddy.
Okay.
Who told stories and things. So they've really been innovative.
That's great.
About keeping it, and it's still going. And strangely enough, the Lord has brought in the finances that we needed to break even and stay afloat. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's not a huge improved thing, mm-hmm. but it is enough that
still
we've got
working.
a little bit of a padding.
Right.
That can keep it going. And of course, now we're 9 counties large. So we've got a lot to develop, particularly in the northwest corner.
Okay.
But that will happen. God has a plan for that.
Oh, of course.
But it's we've got to get tuned into that plan. And sometimes that's difficult because man wants to do it one way. And we are such visual people.
Yes, we are.
We want to see it before we do it.
Or believe it, yeah.
Yeah,
you're
and,
right.
and God wants us to believe it and do it before we see it.
That's true.
Okay. And we have a hard time with that.
And think about Abraham.
I know. Can you imagine if God told somebody to just pack it up and start today?
Leave your people.
Uh-huh. Leave your family and go.
Right.
My pastor is the closest one that I know that did that. He left his family, his wife's family, and everybody in Louisiana and came to Bluffton, Ohio.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and had no clue. And then the Lord called him to start a church, and he didn't even know Marion existed, let alone anything else. I mean, it's quite a story. It really is. But
is.
My point being, and with Good News Clubs, we have to help them understand the relationship that Abraham had with God. He, you know, I mean, that faith, that trust.
Just tell me something. I just believe it. No
question. No question. The only thing he did, the Lord told him not to take his family, and he took his nephew. But
right.
We all make those mistakes,
yes,
trust me.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
But the bottom line is, he walked. He
yes,
did.
He did. Yes, he did.
He just
and
went.
He believed, and it
and
was counted unto him as righteousness.
That's right. And Noah.
Noah, yes.
That Noah book. Found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Yes.
And he only had a church of 8 people. That's all they had.
On that big boat, right?
On that, with all the animals.
The cruise ship.
Yes. One
but
of the
think
most.
Think of the people that lost their lives.
Well, think of his wives, his son's wives, their parents.
Yes.
Would not believe.
No.
And because they would not believe and would not yield to God. What are we doing today? We're losing our children because we will not yield.
Wow.
And there are some parents who will not let them come to Good News Club.
Oh, I know. even when I was affiliated with it. No.
Yeah, and that just breaks my heart.
I had a young lady. Her mother came and took her out the club. Here she is in seventh, eighth grade over there.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to come.
Yeah, that's where their heart is. But the parents took them right out. Because I want you to think the way I think.
Yeah.
But your thinking may be wrong. Well, and it's like, I shouldn't say this probably, but when we raise our children in church, why does everybody think they need to go to the church we're going to? Why can't they find a church that's Bible teaching?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'll not argue with that part.
Right.
But where they fit and where God places them.
True.
And let them learn. We do the same thing. And we think because it's what we've done all this time, it's what they need to do. I was thinking about my family. We were all raised Victory Center Church of God.
Mm-hmm.
And we are in like 8 different churches now. And it's like the Lord's just...
Right. Why not?
But it's where they're comfortable and right. It's where God can use them.
That's right.
We don't have to all be the same place.
Sure do not.
And because it doesn't always work. Mm-hmm. My grandson now is going to a church in Worcester, and his parents are still at VITM, and that's great.
Yes,
God has a place for everybody.
Yes, he does. I was just there Saturday.
Oh, were you?
My oldest daughter lives in Worcester.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We was up there till like 10 that night, 10:30, and came back to Marion. But, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure it's not a bad drive.
No, it's not. It was like a fast, seemed fast.
It's a fast drive.
Yeah.
It's a fast visit, yes.
Yeah.
We went up Valentine Day to,
he doing?
Oh, he's doing well.
That's
God's
great.
Got a plan.
Yes.
He's doing well. He called me. We're planning to go in May to... see Esther in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And I got my tickets and everything, and I was ready. Well, now we may have to reschedule that because of his internship for his sophomore year, whatever that is. And he said, how mad are you going to be, Grandma? I said, honey, I'll just reschedule. It's okay.
Right, right.
As long as I get to see it,
right,
I don't care.
Right, right.
But he's doing well.
That's the new one, right? Is that the one that came out last
year? Yeah, that's the one that COVID stopped. I had my tickets last year. Yeah, but it'll be there until, I think, December. But, yeah, and that's the other thing. Seeing those things come alive, it is so good.
Amen.
It is so good. It drives home, which is really what the PowerPoint and the Pictures and Good News Club, it drives home. Oh, gosh, they look just like we look, except they got funny hats on. That's what we heard all the time. Or, it makes them know that there was, that these people were just like them.
Yes. People. There were people.
People, yep. People are people.
Yes.
That's it.
That's true. That's true.
We've all got the arms, the legs, and, every
part. We all come here the same way, and we're all going to leave the same way.
Exactly. Exactly.
We have to. I have no choice about that.
And Billy Graham says there's no U-Haul behind the hearse.
No, it's not. So
not
you taking
anything.
Can't take anything.
Nope.
Not even your clothes.
Nope.
Those wardrobes. You know what I'm saying?
Shoe
closets and all that kind of stuff.
I hear you.
We are out of time, Lorelei.
Oh, this has been so good.
Enjoyed our time together.
This has been so
sweet.
Good.
The Spirit of the Lord has been very sweet.
Yes, it
and
has.
I know all of you have enjoyed Lorelei, and we'll have her back pretty soon. But thank you for tuning in to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow, same time, 4:15 until 5 p.m. And I'll promise to make sure the speaker's on before I open up, okay? So thank you. Until next time, be blessed.
This is WWGH 107.1 FM.
We're in tune with WWGH, and we have a lot for you today, including the person we've been talking about for such a long time that was going to come again to WWGH, Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers.
Speedy delivery.
Hey! Boy, that sure sounds familiar.
The place is WWGH 107.1 FM. Welcome back.
I'm going to do one of my poems here tonight.
I hope, really I hope so. And, the Tom Snyder Bob Hope story.
Oh, that's you want to hear it now?
No, we want to get the answer to the question.
Oh, okay. But your question is not, I disagree. Don't you disagree? Or don't you agree,
you disagree
that
with
gossip,
the question?
Because it contains three words, gossip and tabloid. And I think those are the same. Thou shalt not better ever never hurt. If you